lest you say that Zrizin Makdimin is the reason for Bedika at nighttime, Nivdok Batafra. Why do you need nighttime? Let us do the Bedika during, you know, the morning. And that's the issue that we discussed last week. It's a very strange line. If you could do it earlier, why isn't that more Zrizin? The Raya is even stranger, especially in the Girsa that we have. Nichsiv, Ubayom HaShmini Yimal B'Sara Yoso, Tanya Kaleyom Kula Kosher Lemila. It sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that how do we know that Zrizin only begins, or you only have to do Zrizin in the morning? You don't have to do it the night before, typically. We learn it from Brismila. And what we talked about last week is that that is problematic because Brismila, the earliest time to do the mitzvah, is in the morning. But in theory, you could do Bedika at nighttime. So it's strange, and that's what we discussed, and that's what I addressed last week. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, v'shas shebedera mitzvim bebateyam, ba'or haner yafa lebedika." The reason we do it at night is because that is when people are typically at home, and also that's the time when using a ner is going to be effective. So the question is what we're up to. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Abaya, therefore, hilka chaytzur b'rabanan." So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Hilkach, therefore, a Talmud Chacham should not start his learning or his teaching in the transition between the 13th and the 14th at night before he does Bedikas Chametz, because we're concerned that he will become distracted. In a very interesting language of the Gemara, Osi le'imnue mi-mitzvah. It'll prevent him from fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay, so the question is, what does all this part mean? Meaning, the Arishonim will say that just like the Gemara originally thought that the Zman of Bedikas Chametz is based on Zrizin, we still feel that way. The only thing is that typically it's enough to do Zrizin early in the morning. You don't have to do it, even if it's possible, is the Kiddush of last week, the night before. But here, since there's also a qualitative benefit to doing it the night before, so then Zrizin starts earlier. That's one way to read the Gemara. We thought it was Zrizin, we still think it's Zrizin. That's what we changed our mind about, is that typically Zrizin is good enough in the morning, and in this particular case, not so. So, so that's an interesting read. And then you just wonder whether this whole Kiddush, that typically Zrizin is good enough in the morning, even when it's possible even earlier, did that make the final cut, the final edit, lahalacha, or not? That's a question. Okay. The Meiri, some other Rishonim, do imply that lahalacha, the factor of, you know, and the factor of or Neriyafil Bedika ends up being its reason factor. But if that's the case, then the Lefikach is understood in a more parva way, meaning, you know, Lefikach is telling you the consequences. Since we're doing it at night, so there are consequences at night. But all things being equal, the logic would dictate, mostly, that we apply, you know, rules having to do with protecting this Zrizin time no differently than any other Zrizin situation. There are many situations where you have to do a mitzvah bizmano, and we're worried that you can get carried away. Davening Ma'ariv, saying Krishma, doing other mitzvos, there's Hanukkah, right? There are all sorts of rules. So the Lefikach, don't give a shir, don't start learning at this time. Shemi Mashaych, mostly, if it's Midin's reason, should comply and conform with those other rules. We'll see in a moment the actual, we'll see in a moment what the actual Nafkamina really is. Okay, so that's one perspective. Unless we think that the Lefikach is that since this is an unusual reason, because there is, let's say, greater urgency because of the, you know, the issue of Nair, or since it's not a ubiquitous kind of a obligation. It's more of an unusual one. Happens only once a year. Kriya Shema, Arvis, those kind of things are, you know, yom yom. So maybe that's responsible for differences, if there are any differences. We'll see soon. That's a view, or at least a suggestion, of the Magen Avraham. We'll get to it.
Harav, could this be consistent with your theme throughout the year that we, the whole idea of leaving Pesach from Yisias Mitzrayim was Bezrisus? We had to leave. We couldn't eat. That's why we have matzah. So therefore, Davka, this mitzvah, we're starting with the with.
Nice. Could be. I wasn't saying that just now, but I do think.
No, you weren't. But I'm saying throughout the year, we've been saying how important it is to relive. There are many themes that we've shown are replicated or right. Represent the idea of Yisias Mitzrayim, like the whole idea of Shivas Yamim.
Right, right, right. No, I'm just saying that if till now I've been saying, if it's the regular's reason that we find in many other mitzvos, then you could say, you know, it conforms to that. But what you're saying is there may be an additional personal or more specific
right.
Element of reason here because of that factor. Now, that I think is very good. I think that's something which we will continue to pursue, 100%. The other possibility is that it's not reason at all. So if you look, for example, at the Ritva Alatar, if you look at the Ritva on Ardaf, the Ritva says, when the Gemara says Hilkach, it turns its back on Zrizin. It's saying, this is not a general din of Zrizin. This is a unique din in B'dikas Chametz. According to that, the Lefikach may be a rule breaker. It may apply to certain things that typically, right, are not required, you know, in this kind of circumstance. So that's one question we want to look at very quickly. The other question is, what do we mean when we say that if you're going to learn and you're going to get carried away, that that will result in minias, right, ha-mitzvah, the osi le'imnue mi-mitzvah. So if you look at the Ran on the Rif in the back of the Gemara, I still Omar Makamos, but for tonight we're okay. I'm just having a little trouble with some of my systems here. But if you look in the back of the Gemara in the Ran, everybody has a Shas Gemara, so we're still fine for tonight. The Ran says Le'imnu'e means we're worried that he's going to miss the whole Zman, the whole evening. You're on Aleph Amud Beis in the Daf Erev. The Ran says Omar Abaya Hilkach Haytzubim Rabbanan Klomar Kivin to Omar Shor Neri Yafu LeBedika Balayla Yosim BeBayom VeIkuv Mitzvah Tolui BeDavar. What's the Ikuv Mitzvah? See in a moment. Lo Liftach BeIdne. So even the Rav, though the Ran says ikuv mitzvah tali b'davar, what he says is you might get carried away and you'll forget to do the bedika. If you look at the Rambam in Perek, this I read last week in Perek Beis of Hilchos Chametz Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that Shema Imana to do the mitzvah bizmano, right, haratzui. The Rambam says very clearly that the time of Bedikas Chametz, not midin's reason, but midin, the ikar zman, is tchilas halayla. So the Rambam says if you're giving a shiur or you're learning, Shema Imana means not you'll forget Bedika completely. You'll miss out on the mitzvah bizmana, which is literally b'tchilas ha'erev. Similarly, as we discussed last week, the Ravid interprets the word oral arba'asar to mean when there's still light outside. According to the, you know, Chokyako of the Taz, that means at the beginning of Tzeis, when Tzeis begins. According to the Magen Avraham, it actually means at the beginning, meaning prior to Tzeis, after Shkia, Beinat Shemashos, it would seem, according to the Ravid and according to the Rambam, that the Zman has nothing to do with reason. It has to do with Tchilas Hazman. That's really the key Zman. And the question is, why, and what is that all about? To highlight it a little bit further, let's look at the issue. I think Dr. Baybrook raised it last week, or somebody, maybe Leon, I'm not sure. And that is, what if you want to do Bedikas Chametz even earlier? Let's say your reason exuberance, pushes you to not wait till Leil Yudalid. Let's say you want to do Bedikas Chametz, during the day of Yud Gimel, before the transition to the night of 14th. Can you do that? And if not, what about the night of Yud Gimel, as opposed to the night of Yud Dalet? Might that even be better? Because at least then you have Or HaNer Yafal Bedika. So look again at the Ran for a minute in the back. Aleph Omid Beis in the Daf Arif. This is a major, major Machlokas HaRishonim and Poskim. Goes the following. Look at Dibra Maschel V'Ika in the Ran, Aleph Omid Beis in the Daf Arif. Ikaman Da'amar Shimbola Haktim Livdok B'Yud Gimel Sharashoi. Now those who say that if you want to do B'dikas Chametz even earlier than Yud Dalet, how many people do we know that are ready to do B'dikas Chametz earlier? There's always the panic, You can barely get ready for it on Leil Yud Dalet. Okay. It's, maybe it's an abstract Teichetimsi. Maybe it's happened in the world. Somebody's ready to do, the turnover. What do they call it? Turnover? Is some name for it? I don't know. The Germans have a name for it? Isn't there something like that? Have to check. Anyways, somebody's ready for do it on Yud Gimel, okay? Or this proves that the halacha is interested in abstract questions, which doesn't surprise us. So in Ikaman Damar, in Bala Haktim Livdok B'Yud Gimel, Rashoi, Uhushi Yivdok La'or Haner, we're talking about during the day. Shafila B'Yom, Tzarek Or Haner, Ketanya Ein Botkin La'or Hakama, etc. Amina Lab Yerushalmi, Chiesh Kama Balaila? How can they tell you to use a nair, not to use the sun? If the bedik is only at night, there is no sun. Right? Hadad the Amra, Hafila Bayom, Tzarek Bedika La'or Haner. Ilkach, Kitana, Ein Botkin, La'or Hakama, etc. El Or Haner, Mitukma, right? Osh Avra V'Labadak, Lo Yudalid, right? The case is a case where either you neglected to do B'dikas Chametz in Yud Dalet and you have to do it during the day, or you're a superest reason, right? And you want to do it on Yom Yud Gimel prior to Leil Yud Dalet, prior to Or Yud Dalet. V'chein Das HaRaz Alevi. This is the view of no less than, right, Rav Zrachi Alevi, the Baal Amor. So according to the Baal Amor, if you want to, it's not even Midianet necessarily. It might even be Lechatchila. If you want to be Makdim, even if it's Midin's reason, as long as the quality of the Bedika is not worse, why not? Balesa, says the Ran. And this is the view of the Ramban and many of the Rishonim. The Hossam, B'Yerushalmi, Mashma, Shimbala, Haktim, B'Yom, Yud Gimel, Ein Rashai. Actually, the Yerushalmi, it sounds like you can't go earlier. Darmin and Hossam, Lama Balayla, or Rabbi Yossi Shem Bedika Saner Yafala Balayla, Amrinan Suhasam, Mavosa Felim, Malabotkin Betchila Biyom, right, Lar Haner. Let's say you have a dark, area, right, Mavos Afelim, so then Or Haner is going to be Yafala Bedika, so you can simulate the benefit of the Nair. What about doing it during the day? Right? Milon Rabbanan Amru, right, Shraga, Lo Kama de Minar Belelia, right, Minar B'Yamama. Still, it's not the same, right? The impact of the Nair is still different, Bayom and Balayla, even if it's in a dark place. Interesting. Hilkach Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, right, Achikam, B'Shasha, B'Nei Mitzvim Vateyem, Shem Pnuyim, B'Shasha, Ar Nafiya, Filabedika, Kinarminin Shaura Mavhik, that literally shines Balayla, Yosem and Ayom, Lefikach in Ba, Lahaktim, Livdok, Biom Yud Gimel, Ar Haner, Ein Rashai. So why does the Ran, let's make it clear. According to the Baal Amor, you can do B'dikas Chametz on Yom Yud Gimel, Lo Ar Haner. The Ran and the Ramban, quite a few of the Rishonim say you cannot. Why not? So the Ran says, for technical reasons, the Or Haner is not sufficiently shining or effective. The benefit of Or Haner is less during the day, even in a dark place, than at night. So it means in principle you could do it, But Lamaisa, unless you think that the fact that we have such a high standard for the Bedika La'ora Ner is significant. We'll get to that. That's the round. Look at the Chidushe Anshe Hashem for a moment.
But according to the Ran, quoting Yushalmi,
yeah.
why can't you just say, it's not Yushalmi's against doing it early. He's right. On the day of the 13th, he can't do it. Who says he can't do it on the night of the 13th? To do it earlier.
Oh, good. So that's why I want you to look at the Chidushe Anshe Hashem, who quotes the Marshal. Some Rishonim say this as well. Look at Os Aleph. Right? Because according to this logic, there should be no problem of Leil. That's what you're asking, right? Leil Yud Gimel.
Right. Exactly.
So that's the Marshal. Maran Shapira, he says, Aleph, Alpha Gav the Sivla El, Ba'amut Shilfeza, the Mashu Birushalmi, Pshitas, She'ena Rashai Livdok Biyud Gimel, in Alta Nabadika on the 13th. Im Kain, Hech Ka'amar Hacha, that's Kasa Paduk, whatever. Ishlomar, Bahad the Ena Bodek, Biyud Gimel, Hainu Biyom Yud Gimel, La Belel Yud Gimel, Pshita, Shiyakala Hakdim, Bilivdok, Hein Kasa Rashal. So that some Rishonim will say, and this is also the view of the Marshal, Lahalacha, that even if you can't, again, according to Balamor, you could be Bodek Biyom Yud Gimel. According to this other group, Bilel Yud Gimel. Because Oraner Yafal Bedika. However, the way the Ravan, also quoted in the Mordechai, reads the Yerushalmi, sounds like the Yerushalmi itself says, well, what about Yud Gimel? So the Yerushalmi says, what about Yud Gimel? What about Rosh Chodesh? So the way they understand it, some understand it, B'nichusa. Yeah, what about Rosh Chodesh? That's good too. Interesting, we'd stop at Rosh Chodesh. Again, as we keep saying, the timeline here is any time, Shloshim Yom, you know, Rosh Chodesh, Leil Yadalid, Boker Yadalid, Chatos Yadalid, and then, you know, Leil Tesvav. So it's interesting, the Rosh Chodesh, it's how you read that Yerushalmi a little bit, you know, comes into it. Yochom Rosh Chodesh, right? That's, you know, Shashish, that's the Pritzias Mitzrayim. But maybe for some things, Chodesh Aviv?
Well, what about the Pasuk, Ach Bayom Arishon?
What about it? That's about Tashbisu.
Tashbisu Sor.
So that's Tashbisu. We're talking about, at the moment, the Dinder Abanan of Bedika. So I'm just saying, any milestone is fair game, is a possibility. For sure, the Chiyuv, also remember what's something else. The Tashbisu is referring to, you know, the Ikar Zman. And maybe the latest time. Like, you're not supposed to do Tashbisu after Chatzal. Tosa says on Chavtes, we'll see it later on, that, you know, there's a certain clash between doing Tashbisu on time and not violating the Isur Shehiya, because it's catch 22. Like, let's say at Chatzos, you're not allowed to have Chametz in your possession, but at Chatzos is the time when you're supposed to do the Tashbisa. That's a big question. We'll get to Ndalat on base in a couple of, you know, maybe next year or this year after. But that's the big, big argument. The Balei Tosas were the opinion that Tashbisa is La'achar Zman Isuro. And that's what Tosas says on Chavtes on base, that, look at for a minute, it's on Chavtes on base.
Rambam, Ramban, all of whom think, mostly, well, let's see what I mean by that, that Bir Chametz is Kodem Zman Yisuro. You're supposed to get rid of it before Chatos. Anyways, getting back to but this is Bidikas comments, so the rules might be different here. Unless Tashbisu means Bidika, which is an issue in the round we talked about a little bit, and so on.
Wouldn't you want Bidika to be close to Tashbisu? Otherwise,
it is. That's a good point. Except let's remember that the way we do it, it's still the night before, as opposed to, you know, close to Chatzos.
Yeah, but to do it days and days before.
Okay, I agree. I think that's a good point. Especially since, you know, the bracha on Bir Chametz, right? The Nusach is on Bir Chametz for the Bedika. So I think it's a good point. Might be another reason, you know, militating against, you know, this idea. We're going to give some other reasons too. But I hear it. You're saying it at least should be in the same day, right? As the beer. I'm reinforcing your idea by just pointing out that the bracha is all beer chametz. Okay, I hear that. But either way, so what we have so far is that Palomar thinks you could do it beyond Yom Gimel. You know, the Marshal and others think you can do it Belel Yud Gimel, not Biyom. The Mordechai and the Ravon and that other reading of Yerushalmi say, no, you cannot. The earliest you can really do B'dikas Chametz, and if you do B'dikas Chametz according to them, on Yom Yud Gimel, or even on Leil Yud Gimel, if it doesn't work, you have to do it again on Leil Yud Daled. Right? It's not just the Chatchila B'diyana. Either way, would you make a bracha if you did it on Leil Yud Gimel? We paskin that you don't, even if you have to do it or on air. Like, let's say you live in a dormitory or you have more than one home, you know, or whatever it is, and you do B'dikas Chametz not on your Daled. Right? Because you're not there. So we prefer that you do it or on air at night, because you're going to make a bracha. These are interesting questions. Okay, but according to the Mordechai, the Ravon, etc., the answer is no. But why no? So the Maram Chalava says, not even Leil Yud Gimel. Why? Technical reasons, he says. I or an Erez Yafel Abedika. He says, the urgency and the chiyuv isn't there, and therefore we're worried that you're not going to do a thorough, serious job. Technicality. However, what you just said I like very much. Maybe there are other reasons why Dafka Yudalan. One, I like that very much, connected to the Biur, especially given the Bracha and Biur comments, and to the whole process. Meaning, how do you look at Bidika? Do you look at Bidika in a very pragmatic way? Right? You have to identify the chametz before you can destroy it. And you want to make sure that you didn't leave it, you know, negligently, such a violent by Rabbi Matzeh, on Pesach. Right? So consequently, you gotta find. Okay, well, if that's your approach to B'dikas Chametz, Shema Yochal, or Shema Yavar, Lemaisa, it's about finding it and so on, then there can only be technical reasons why you can't do it on the 13th at day or even at night. However, when we read those Yerushalmis, and when we read the Rambam, it sounds like B'dikas Chametz can be a very serious part of the process of getting ready for Pesach. It can be integrated with Biur and Ashbasa. Like you just said, when you asked me the same day, and the Lashon Biur. More than that, according to the Yerushalmi, it might be Daraisa. And it might be Daraisa Ushmarta Masayom Azeh. And especially if it's a din of Shmira Sayom, it might require the beginning of the day. But either way, it can't be a day early. It could be Ben Ashmashos, like crap that day. But it can't be a day early. Oh. Or if we go further, you know, there's a lot of evidence, we're going to see it in this next sugyas, that maybe B'dikas Chametz isn't just about the Gavra finding Chametz. It's about the obligation to flip your property, to turn your property into a Chametz-free zone. To create a Bayis Baduk. Maybe there's a chalos by his baduk. That's really the din of bedikas chametz. It's not to find or to make sure there isn't chametz that you're going to violate, or to make sure there isn't chametz that you're going to... Of course, if there wasn't that kashash, then there'd be nothing. But the nature of the drabadan or the deraisa, if it's deraisa, may be to make sure that your home is chametz free. It's a chametz free zone. A bias baduk. Of course, it's, you know, a little bit kind of goes to the question of the language of biur and tashbisu. Like biarti, some of the Rishonim say, like, why do you say al biur chametz for bedika? One reason could be because it's the prelude, it's part of a process of, or it mimics or overlaps with biur, tashbisu, like we just said. That's how some Rishonim explain it. Tzchilas biur, or the parallel of biur. But there's another possibility. Some Rishonim say that biur doesn't just mean destruction. Sometimes the word biur means, right, to cleanse or to rid a place of, you know, something that's not, to make a free zone. Biarti, a kodesh, and a bias. This is what you say in, what is it, Vidui Maestros. Right? That doesn't mean you destroyed it. You're not supposed to destroy it. But you're supposed to make sure it's not in the home anymore. You cleanse your house. And that's a pshat, a bracha, a biur. When you put out, maybe we'll discuss this when we get to the bracha more, but, you know, this major debate, it's minhag to put out, you know, a certain amount of, you know, pieces of chametz in the home. So some people think it's bracha levatala. You have to find something. And the Gra and others say, Rishonim already say, you don't really have to find something, you have to search. Is there an obligation to find chametz? And bedikas chametz? Or to search for chametz? Or to turn your home into a makom aponim min hachametz, a bayis baduk? Right? Or maybe to turn the chametz, frankly, into chametz she'ena yadua. Because you looked for it and you didn't find it. But according to those views, you know, you don't really need to find any, there are a few pieces that you found. Another way to look at the minhag of having pieces is not because, oh, it's the mitzvah bedikas to find pieces of chametz and then to be able to burn them. Tchilas biur. Another way to look at it is, you put out pieces as a way of testing the bedika. It's a shear in bedika. Not wrong with bracha levatala. You put out 10 pieces. If you don't find the 10 pieces, you didn't do a good bedika. Maybe it's part of the quality of the bedika, turning the bias into a bias baduk. That's a whole different way to look at it. We'll see in the next Gemara, maybe, right? Is there a status of bais baduk lagabe like mekach tos? That's part of the next Gemara. Let's say you have a home, and you told the renter or the buyer, right, that it was baduk min hachametz. It wasn't. Is that a mekach tos issue? And if so, what? Because he has to do something additional? His expectations wrong? Or only because, only if that becomes a din in the chalos? I mean, you sold me a bayis baduk, or you rented me a bayis baduk. Now it turns out it's not a bayis baduk? Okay? So this whole question of either Shmira or Tchilas Biur, they're very different. There are a lot of nafkamina. You can even see, you know, just some of the things I'm just saying to you. They work for one, they don't work for the other. Or, you know, creating Chametz Sheni Yadua, or creating a bias baduk, or a mokom ponim and a ponim and a chametz. All these things formalize bedika. All these things are reasons, you know, to have a certain zman, and to treat it in a much more... I'll give you another example. Gemara says later on that Yudim and Beis, that the chametz, that if you find chametz after bedika, matznian also. So what is that exactly? Ni matznian also. You have to put, you know, you have to put it carefully aside, to hide it or whatever it is. Is it just an eta tova and good pragmatic advice? Like you went all the trouble in bedikas chametz and now you weren't careful where you stored it, so you have to do the whole thing all over again? Or again, it goes to what bedikas chametz really is. I mean, for it to be a bais baduk, you have to know where the chametz that you identified and found, you should know where it is. And also that is part of the, or if it's tchilas biur, then you have to be matznian. If it's just to make sure that you're not going to violate b'ira, that you're going to do the mitzvah d'rabbanon, then it's an eitzah tova. After bedikas chametz, can you leave a couple places that you haven't really done yet? Say, oh, I'm in striking difference. I did bedikas chametz. I don't know if there's any chametz in my whatever. Well, I'll do that tomorrow morning. Or after the bedika. After the bracha. Sometimes that happens to us. You know, when we're particularly in a hurry and desperate and things are going running late. How bad is that? And bedikas chametz is merely, you know, to make sure that you find, that you identify, so on and so forth. That's not so terrible. But if it's a formal process of creating a makom she'im b'chametz, makom she'panim b'chametz, transforming the rishus, if it's the whole home that you're transforming, then probably it has to be the makom b'patish. And when you finish it, you have to be able to say, you know, that, you know, my rishus, my gvulim, whatever it is, with panim and achametz. So, if all that is true, then when does that mitzvah, when does that chiyu begin? If it's all pragmatic, just to make sure there's no chametz be'en there, and so on. So, if not for technical reasons, whether it's the shining of the light, or, you know, how seriously and urgently you're going to take the bedika when there's still another 24 hours to go. Right? But otherwise, aside from those considerations, what's the problem? More's reason, and better. But if the idea is that it's a din of shmira, it's a din of pinui abayis, those are mitzvahs on your dollar. There's no mitzvah earlier. Maybe it's not even a chalos. And lo yudal, there's a chalos of having a bais baduk. Maybe there's, I'm not sure. I can't say definitively. Maybe it's mitzurah to yom yudal. But certainly you can understand. Maybe it's same principle. The oraner is perfect. The reliance upon a proper extensive bedika, perfect. But still, so if this formal din of Ushmarta Masayom Azeh, or Pinu Yabayis, or Tchila Sabiur, that still may be limited to Lel Yadalit. Okay. So, if that's the case, so let's look very, very quickly and also there's a good reason for it to be on the early side of Lel Yadalit. Okay. Yeah. So let's just look at a couple of issues very, very quickly. Halacha l'maisa issues that also reflect whether or not this din of lefikach, namely that you shouldn't get carried away when you do bedikas chametz, you should be careful to be shomer nizman, right? Is that the regular din of shema yishkach? Or, and the regular din is reason? Or is this, again, a special din in the nature of bedikas chametz? So let's talk about, very briefly, just a couple of issues. There's an interesting discussion between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, a bit of an ironic one. Siman Taf Lamed Aleph. The Magen Avraham, ironically, even though he requires that you stop learning half an hour before Tzeis, in order to, you know, preclude any kind of improper bedikas chametz, laxity in bedikas chametz. So this is the interesting debate. The Taz says there's no requirement half an hour before. Magen Avraham says half hour before you stop, and Magen Avraham's reading of the Rav it is, or Lar Basar, that you actually have to start bedikas chametz at Shkia. Whereas the Taz basically says that you don't have to stop before, and the Zman HaBedika is Achar Tzeis. However, if you look carefully at their presentations, the Magen Avraham thinks this is just a regular din is reason. He thinks it's a regular din is reason, but it starts earlier. And his main justification for that is, it's something you do once a year, and therefore, if you're not scrupulous and careful about it, it's going to go by the wayside. Then he's very bothered and he practically changes his mind by saying, what about lulav? Lulav's only once a year. We don't find such draconian rules when it comes to lulav. Like, you know, it's a zman, a mitzvah, and therefore everything stops. He can't do anything. Can't learn. So he's bothered by that. The Taz, on the other hand, says, no, there's a special din of bedikas chametz, and it should be bizman mevurar. Because it's not just, sounds like, it's not just the regular din of zrizin. There's the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, it's a mitzvah drabanan, and its zman is its zman. So it doesn't have to be half an hour earlier, or shkia, it starts at seis, but once it starts, it starts. It's more than the din of zrizin, and we're more machmir than we are about Kriyashma, about Arvis, etc. So, for example, there is a major, major debate regarding the din of being mafsik for Talmud Torah. Our Gemara says, Lefikach, therefore, you shouldn't learn, you know, during the Zman of Bedikas Chametz. You should begin a shir or a kavrusa, right? Oh. Now that halacha is very familiar to us. It applies to Kriya Shema, applies to Arvis. Except that there are certain parameters. Number one, there's a difference in those contexts between hitchil beheter and hitchil beiser. If you're a hitchil beiser, you're supposed to be mafsik. Like if you start the learning after the Zman Kriya Shema rest or the Zman Arvis, you're supposed to stop. But if you started earlier and now it's Zman Kriya Shema and Arvis, you're allowed to continue. That's number one. Number two is that if you have an alarm clock, it could be a human alarm clock, or it's a Shir Kavua, you know the thing about Shir Kavua? It always ends on time. Right? Exactly on time. So, you know, there's a certain protection in the schedule. So that's why, you know, even if it's you daven Maariv later, because the Shir ends, or people remind you, or there's a Zman of Maariv, you know, it isn't the earliest Zman, so 10 o'clock they daven Maariv. But for the purposes of Zrizin, or Shema Yafsid, or Shema Yishkach, right? Hitzchil
behet. We don't hear you.
What's that?
We don't hear. I don't hear you.
Does everybody hear me?
Yes.
We hear you.
Okay. Yes, we hear you.
It seems like. Can you hear me now?
You're not coming through.
It seems like you're the only one who can't hear. Can anybody else not hear?
I don't read lips.
Okay. Does everybody else hear?
Yes, I can hear.
What's going on?
Okay, it seems like it might be your internet. Can you hear anybody? Well, right now I'm not talking because I'm waiting to see if you can hear. Can you hear now? Can you hear? Okay, is it clear to everybody else?
Yeah, there it is.
So okay, we'll continue. If somebody could be like, send him a message, just tell him that it seems like everybody else is able to hear. I can hear. I got that, Simcha. Okay, great. So, yeah, just send him a message. He can. It seems like it might be his internet. All right. Anyways, yeah, what was I saying? So if you have these, you know, built-in, you know, protections, there's no problem from his reason point of view. So this is a major machlokas on Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah says very clearly that in hitchil lilmod or lalamed beheter then yachal amshich, he could continue. It's only if hitchil beiser that there's a problem. The Tur disagrees. Tur says even if hitchil or beheter, you still have to be mafsik. Question is why? And you have the same argument as the Magen Avraham in the Taz. Magen Avraham says, it's a Shir Kavua and it ends at a certain time, or you have somebody reminding him, it's not a problem. And the Taz disagrees. So the Gra on the issue of Hepsik says, the reason that we're more Machmir in B'dikas Chametz is because Yerushalmi thinks it's Doraisa. Yishmartem es hayom hazeh. Meaning, it isn't just a din in Zrizin. It's a din that is very specific to this Zman of B'dikas Chametz. Just like I mentioned, the Rambam, who says, Shelo yimona mimitzvah means you shouldn't mess up the Tchilas Hazman, which is the Ikar Hazman. That's within Shmira, or that's when you're supposed to have the Chatchila already re-establishing for the beginning of Yedalin, Abayis Baduk, and all of these things are very, very understandable. Okay? Everybody with me so far? Everybody capable of hearing or not? Okay. Are you back hearing, Leon?
I hear now.
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna send over one of our technicians to your house to make sure that your audio is good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you know, we would do anything for the members of the Shir. Okay, there's an interesting discussion in the Poskim about Ti'ima and Achila and Malacha. So, most of the Rishonim al-Atar, the ones who talk about it, say, if you're not allowed to learn Torah betchilas man bedikas chametz, you're certainly not allowed to do malacha, and you're certainly not allowed to do achila. Okay? However, the question of ti'ima, tasting something, that's a different matter. So the Makor Chaim, that's the Sivas is perish on an Yizan Yanim, suggests that if you hold like the Magen Avraham, which is that it's just this reason problem, then Ti'ima's fine. But if you hold like the Taz, who says Man Mavurar, it's a Chiyuv Darabanan, this is where it begins, or the Gra, or those views, then maybe even Ti'ima would be prohibited. There's also an interesting discussion in the Chak Yaakov whether you go the other way. Most of Rishonim would talk about it and say, if you can't learn, you certainly can't eat and do malach. Other, the Chak Yaakov says, I'm not so sure about that. After all, Talmud Torah really poses a competition to things like Bedikas Chametz. Both because it, you know, is obsessive in a good way, meaning you would say obsessive, we'll say, you know, it is moshech, meaning it, you know, it is very compelling. You know, you can lose a sense of time. That's a good thing, right? Mostly. Now we have to think of comments, but well, mostly it's a good thing. But, you know, malacha and achila, they're more limited. Moreover, Talmud Torah is, you know, in one, according to many, and in some respect according to everyone, Dvarav She'en Lahem Shiur. Meaning, it doesn't end at a particular point. So, the clash or the danger of Talmud Torah is greater than Malacha or Achila. So even though the importance of Talmud Torah outweigh, you say, oh, you're not allowed to learn. You're certainly not allowed to do lesser things. But the learning poses a greater distraction. It's also more of a chalos. You say, oh, well, you're doing this mitzvah, not that mitzvah, as opposed to more of a kind of a technical, you know, reason why you're delayed. Interestingly, one suggestion in the Chak Yaakov is very fascinating. He says, you know what, the chumrah of Talmud Torah is also its kula. Its chumrah is ein lo siyum, ein lo shiur, in the sense that, you know, like, when does it end? And that, of course, poses a serious, you know, hazard to the mitzvah drabanan, in this case, Rabbidika's comments. On the other hand, he says, it never ends. So it doesn't really matter if you stop now or you stop in 2 hours. Because in 2 hours it doesn't end either.
Rob, where is the story in the Haggadah about the...
Great, good point.
Chakras in B'nai Brak. They were misaseg by Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
Kalalelos.
Kalalelos.
Yeah. So that's a great example, right? Right? You see, it can happen. Before you know it. I like it. I wouldn't think about that. That's very good. Okay. So I don't know, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Poskim, there's a whole bunch of debates. The ones that I mentioned and a few others as well. They're interesting in their own right. But in terms of the bigger backdrop, they reflect, at least in part, the question of two questions. Number one, whether Bedikas Chametz Zmano B'Tchilas HaLaila only B'din's reason or that's a Tzikar Zman. B, whether Bedikas Chametz is treated more pragmatically, as I say, as a way to either negate, you know, Yisurei Chametz down the road or to facilitate a little better, you know, the Biur. Or whether it isn't a much more formal kind of requirement of transforming your home into a chametz-free zone, or and the beginning of the actual process of tashbisu, or kind of ushmartem esayom hazeh. Okay? So that's in terms of this part of the sugya. Now, I just have a couple of minutes. So let's introduce the next Gemara, and then we'll pursue it next week. Hopefully we'll have the Marmakomos back on track by then as well. Okay. Before I continue, any questions, or we're pretty okay? And of course we're going to finish on time, as we always do, as we heard, you know, from the Poskim. Anybody? Oh, we're good. I'm not sure if Leon is hearing us or not, because either he hears us and he has nothing to say.
I just want to say that I happened to look over the Harei Kadim from Rabbi Yehoshua, and a lot of your discussion is in the Harei Kadim about that brings on the Gra and by Shana Meshumer.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting treatment. So
okay.
Even though I just a few minutes of your shiur, yeah, Rabbi Yehoshua probably covered it up for me.
Okay. I didn't, get it from there, but I'm always happy.
No, he's got a fantastic treatment. Very good.
Okay. Tashma, does he quote that Yerushalmi or not?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, the Gra quotes Yerushalmi.
Right.
Tashma, Hamaskir Bais L'Chaveiro, right? Alasocher Lasos Lo, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Boy Minei Rav, Boy Minei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Okay? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was asked the following question. Hamasker Bais L'Chaveiro Bar Basar, if you rent a home to someone on the 14th, itself, in other words, on the Livdok, who has the chiyuv of bedikas chametz? Al maskil livdok the chamira didehu. Oh, til malasocha livdok the sura b'shusei koi. Very interesting discussion. Okay, you rented out your home on the 14th, which is a transition day. So there's a maskir. He's the previous resident, and he's also really the bigger owner of the house, right? The chametz in the house, all things being equal, belong to him. The house belonged to him. Now he's renting it to someone else. The question is, who has the obligation of bedikas chametz? He, the previous owner and the titular owner of the chametz, of the ben, or, right, Alamaskir, that's how the Gemara formulates it. Livdok the Chamira Didehu. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't see his Yichus in terms of the house, only in terms of the Chametz. Adim Alasorcha Livdok, the Surah Bershusei Kai. Or does the Sochar have the obligation? Because after all, he's the one who's going to be living in this home. Even though he's only a Sochar, he's not the owner. Okay? Goes by the makom or by the chametz, and the makom is assumed to be the domain, the inyan, this din, of the socher. Not such a simple matter at all. Okay. So what is the subject? We'll get to that in a minute. Either way, the Gemara says, Toshma, Hamasker Bais L'Chaveiro, if you rent a home or property to someone else, al socher lasos lo mezuzah. Socher is obligated in the mezuzah. So the Gemara thought initially that it's a parallel. There's a conflict between the masker and the socher, right? In chametz, in bedikas chametz, and in mezuzah, who has the chova to put the mezuzah on the door. And that should be, since it is the socher, that should prove the socher also in chametz. Very strange Gemara, because there's no equivalent on the surface in mezuzah, right, to chamira didehu. And chametz, the suffix seems to revolve around, does it go by the chametz or by the makom? In mezuzah, right, there's no chametz equivalent. The question is, does the mezuzah go by the old owner, or maybe by the bigger owner, by the formal owner or by the more pragmatic present owner. So it's a strange, very strange Havamina. Either way, the Gemara doesn't address that part of it, but the Gemara says either way, it's not a riot, for another reason. Hasam, Ha'amar of Misharshia, right, Mezuzah Chovas Hadori. The Mezuzah is a Chovas Hador, not a Chovas Habayis. If the Havamina probably was that Mezuzah is a Chovas Habayis, then the question is, who's bias? A Maskir or the Socher? Socher's living there. A Maskir's the titular owner. Who's obligated in the Chovas bias of the Mezuzah? And there's some parallel in that with Chametz, in the sense that, you know, if you're looking at it from a Rishus point of view, there's the owner, the titular and the previous owner, and then there's the pragmatic, you know, new owner. So we're still listening Chamir, we're still listening Chamir today. That's a problem. Okay. But anyways, the Gemara says it's not a good raya, because it isn't a Chovas Habayis in Mezuzah. It's a Chovas Hador. Meaning the person who lives there, because of Shmira, whatever. And therefore there's no Safek about it. The Yichus of the Maskir, right, doesn't play in sufficiently to the Mezuzah question. Therefore, Hachamai, we were no further enlightened than we were previously about the status of Medikas Chametz in a parallel case. The final divorce says, Omen Hura Nachum by Yitzchak, Tanina, Amaskir Bayis L'Chavero, we have a Raya. If you're Maskir Bayis L'Chavero, if you rent a house to a friend, so exactly this question. Except instead of saying it's ala maskir or ala socher, there's a compromise. Im ad shalom asa la maftechos chal yudalid, right? If the day of yudalid comes about, right, before the siras on maftechos, the handing over of the keys, literally, then ala maskir lived dope. So the Gemara says in the end, it's not ala maskir or ala socher. We'll see. It depends on the zman, the siras amavtechos, handing over the key. Why should it depend on handing over the key? This is also a big issue. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the Siras Mafteach, it's at the two dots here, it's six lines up from the bottom of the page. The Siras Mafteach hu kinyan ha-Siras. The imad shalom masar mafteach, nichnas lo yadalad, kol lo chovas abdika la maskir, chabayin hosu b'shuso, ad mishu masar lo bayom, Parcholav Chova Olav. Rashi says very simply, but objectively, locally simply, but objectively problematically, that Mesiras Mafech is a Kinyan Schiras. Right? The Kinyan of Chazaka, let's call it, of Schiras can be accomplished by handing over the keys, symbolically. And therefore, depends when that took place. If the Kinyan, the Chiyuv we just established of Bedikas Chametz begins B'tchilas Yom Yadalad at nighttime, once the Maskir, the assumption is, even if the Maskir, you know, even if there still hasn't been a Bedikas Chametz, since the Chovas Bedika was on a Maskir, that persists. So, it all depends when the Mesir Samavteach took place. Before or after Yom Yadalad. However, the problem is, I say, that Tosus disagrees based on several Gemaras, which imply that Mesiras HaMafteach is not a Kinyan Schiras. Look at Tosus for a second. Tosus says, Pirush Rashi, Mesiras HaMafteach is Kone, Meinir Lari, Yomer Bimaruba, Kishem shekarka niknas bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka, kach schiris karka niknas bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Or minu de mahani masiris ha-mafteach, ele keman, tomar le chazeku kni, kinisu v'hapara. Tosus points out that there is evidence from Baba Kama and from Baba Basra that seems to establish that handing over the keys to someone is the equivalent of saying to him, Lech Hazeku Kni, and giving him a green light to do a Kenyan Chazaka so that his Schirus will begin. Or that his Bailus will begin. But it's not in its own right a Kenyan Chazaka. So why, according to Tosus, when the Sirus HaMafteach and Kovea here? Tosus is very remarkable. Hey, we'll get back to all this, but just familiarize ourselves. Mefarish Ri, the Hachash HaMasa Leo HaMafteach, below Hechzik, Binachanami, talking about a situation where the masker gave the socher the keys, but the socher has yet to make a real kenyan, a formal kenyan. Nonetheless, Mishiyesh Biyadim Avteach Kishukol Yudalid, Chayiv Mivdok. Nonetheless, the Mesiris Avteach is Kaveya. The Usul Shem Biyadim Avteach, Echi Kanes Mivdok. What's the other guy going to do? If the Socher has the keys, because the Masker gave it to him, right before the Chiyuv Bedikas Chametz begins, he doesn't have the ability to do Bedikas Chametz. Can't get in the house. So even though he's not the owner, since the Socher is the only one who can do Bedika, or he prevents the owner from Bedika, or this reality does, he's Chayiv Bedikas Chametz. Miu, im hifkid anu mafteach beso, eitz alonam acher, eno chayiv anifkad lebautko, Tosa says a very remarkable thing. Tosa says, you might get the impression that Bedikas Chametz depends pragmatically on the ability to do it, even though you're not the owner. So forget about Masker or Socher. Let's say I own a home, but I make a shomer, I make somebody a shomer on the keys. That person is not renting it, not now, not tomorrow, right? But he's holding on to the keys. He's the only guy who can get in the house to do Bedikas Chametz. So is it a pragmatic thing that Bedikas Chametz depends on who can do it, not whose whole house it is? So Tosfos is that far we're not going. But what the halacha is that if later in the day he's also going to be the socher, then earlier in the day, he's already chayiv bedikas chametz, since he's the only one of the two candidates who can do it. But in the case of a mafkid and nifkid, there's only one candidate, the owner. Just because you own the key, you holding on to the keys doesn't make you responsible for bedikas chametz on a home that has nothing to do with you vis-a-vis Pesach. Right? Okay. The Ran disagrees, says the opposite. Also agrees with Tosus that, against Rashi, the Sirus HaMafteach is not a Kenyan. But instead of saying what Tosus says, which is, even if the Socher doesn't have a Kenyan, having the keys without the Kenyan makes him Chayim Bedika, the Ram says the opposite. He says, even if the Socher made a Kenyan, if he doesn't have the keys, then the Maskir, who still has the keys, even though the Socher did the Kenyan already, the Maskir would be obligated. Okay? So there are different Shittas. We need to understand all the Shittas. Before we understand the conclusion of the Gemara of Sirus HaMafteachos, A, is it a Kenyan? B, is it Mechayev a Kenyan? Is it Mechayev Bedikas Chametz, even if it's not a Kenyan? C, is it Ma'akev Bedikas Chametz and somebody who owns the property, right? Because someone else owns the Mafteach. Before we get to that, You just have to understand, what is the suffix of the Gemara? What's going on here? What is the suffix really all about? Now, the way the Gemara formed, you might have thought that this is a machlok is about Masker and Socher.
Does this have anything to do with the machlok between Rashi and Tosis at the beginning of the Sechta with because Hamir Didei he wouldn't be over on Bayur Bayu Masi, but he's still, it could be Nichsho and eating it.
Right. So I was just about to mention that. And definitely, Tosis and Tosra Benu Peretz make allusion to that. So the suggestion that's being made is, really, the Machlokas here is about the nature of B'dikas Chametz. Rashi says about B'dikas Chametz in the beginning of the Masechta, that it's to prevent Bayur HaBayim Matzeh. So the argument would be, who's violating Bayur HaBayim Matzeh? The answer is the Maskir, you would think, because it's Chamira.
I do.
Okay. So according to Rashi's mentality, it should be the Maskir. Whereas Tosas on that base says that the reason for B'dikas Chametz is Shema Yochal. Shemi Yochal refers to the person who's living in the house. It's not his chametz. Who cares? You're not allowed to eat somebody else's. You're not allowed to eat Machri or Hefker or Hektish or Chaveiro's chametz on Pesach. It doesn't matter who owns it. You're not allowed to eat it. Right?
The chivus is made on Yudalid. They probably didn't conduct business at night. So the chivus is probably done during the day. So according to the Baal Mor, how could he make a bedika during the day?
I'm not following.
So you just went over.
So the Baal Mor said you could make a bedika during the day.
Oh, so but the Ron.
Even on your gimbal.
So the Ron said you can make it during the day.
No, that's your gimbal.
No, but you down also because it's not.
There's no air
during the day.
No, number one, we're talking about. We're assuming still B'dikas Chametz at night. We're not talking about mostly in the day. But even if you were, the Gemara says very clearly. I mean, everything we discussed before is in Chatchila. Gemara says very clearly: if you don't do B'dikas Chametz at night, you do it in the day. If you don't do it during the day, you even do it on Yom Tov.
Oh, so even
if you don't do it on Yom Tov, you do it even after Yom Tov.
Okay. Without the nair. The nair is not significant, Bidiyabin. The nair.
We do say that you should do the nair even during the day. Just it's not l'chatchila.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The point that we were talking about before with Yerushalmi, Mavik, and all of that was, why can't you do it on Yom Yigimel?
Okay. With the nair. Okay.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
By the way, so anyways, I was going to stop here. So that, your last suggestion is very good. It could be that the Tosas, the top, the one on, not the last one, the second one, is talking about. So certainly Tosas Made Appearance alludes to this. The problem with it is that Rashi ends up on the wrong side. Right? Because going to Rashi, it should always be Alamaskir. It should never be Alasokher. Because it's about Bayra. So we'll have to see what Rishonim say about that. If you hold like Tosis, it's hard to understand what the suffix is also. At least you get up, the psak is correct. Right? But the suffix is strange. The pash, and what was the Gemara thinking about the Havamina that depends on Mezuzah? What does Mezuzah have to do with whether Bayra is midin Shema Yochal or midin Bayur or midin? I'm sorry. Whether B'dikas midin Bayura or midin Shema Yochal. So it's a very difficult Gemara to read. So we'll pick up with this and the mysterious one. We're not going to spend too much time. Even so, you could spend a lot of time on the sugya, but I want to move a little more quickly to the parak. So I'll try to go a little more. You know, try to skip some things, but just to speak a little bit about some of these issues. Very difficult Shaka Vitaria. As you can see.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll continue Mirza Shem next week.